This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. Last night, the cast of NBC's ER kicked off their new season by performing their first show live twice. They performed it once for East Coast viewers, then did it again 3 hours later for viewers in the West. Our TV critic David Bianculli has satellite dishes with which he could watch both versions, and he did.
In the end, after closely comparing the East and West Coast live performances of NBC's ER, I've reached two very obvious conclusions. One, live TV is a hell of a lot of fun to watch. And two, the only ER cast member who really improvised, the one whose performances in the two live broadcasts were completely different, was the one without any lines of dialogue, the baby. You remember the baby, the one brought into the emergency room by her parents because she'd suffered what looked to be a dog bite on her arm. In the East Coast version, as George Clooney's Dr. Ross examined her, the baby upstaged Clooney and nearly drowned out his dialogue by going for an all-out emotional performance.
I've had Jojo for 9 years.
He's a vicious dog.
He only sounds that way. He's never bitten anyone
before.
He hasn't
been around children.
Can you give him rest over there? You see who's laying here?
Did you call animal control?
Honey, please, just take a rest.
This was our daughter.
Let's take a look really quick.
Just come. Oh, yeah. That's...
You're supposed to call animal control with bites. Isn't that the law?
Yes, it is.
Anna, can you pull the light over here?
I know, sweetheart. Hang on.
Now, did you see how the bite happened?
My son did. I ran out to get the phone and the parents of the dog just went for her.
How bad does it look?
It's deep. She's going to need an intravenous antibiotic. Yeah. That's not a canine bite. That's a bite from an immature Homo sapien. That's one who still has his primary incisors.
Todd?
Did you bite your sister?
But in the 3 hours before that scene was repeated for the West Coast, the very young thespian rethought her approach to the role, and apparently decided that less was more. This time, you could hear the other actors more clearly, and the baby herself was almost no factor at all.
I've had Jojo for 9 years.
He's a vicious dog.
He only sounds that way. He's never bitten anyone
before. Haven't been around children.
Can you give it a rest over there?
Hi, sweetheart.
She's laying here, behaving herself.
Did you call animal control?
Honey, please, just take a breath.
Just take a look.
This is our daughter who was bitten. I can't believe you.
Dr. Ross is just going to take a look.
Just going to take a look here, sweetheart, if I can.
With animal bites, you're supposed to call animal control. Isn't that the law?
Yes, it is. Anna, can you pull that light over here for me, please? Thank you.
That hurts.
Sorry.
What the? Now, did you see how this bite happened?
My son did. I'd run out to get the phone, and apparently the dog just went for her.
Mm-hmm. How bad does it look?
Well, it's pretty deep. She's going to need intravenous antibiotics.
Intravenous?
That's not a canine bite.
What?
No, that's a bite from an immature Homo sapien, one that still has his primary incisors.
Todd?
Did you bite your sister?
For my money, her first performance, all lungs and adrenaline, was much more riveting and real, as were Clooney's soothing reactions to her. For those hardcore ER fans planning to swap last night's videotapes like baseball cards, that scene alone makes the East Coast version more valuable than the later one from the West Coast. Other differences between the two shows were more subtle. There were no major screw-ups at all, from cast or crew, in either hour, but performances did modulate a bit. Laura Innes as Dr. Carrie Weaver delivered the early show's best performance while erupting in anger at the visiting documentary camera crew. In the later version, her big scene, while still strong, lacked the intensity of the earlier one. On the other hand, Anthony Edwards as Dr. Mark Green, who had the sizable burden of closing the show with an emotional monologue, did well the first time, but even better the second. For the West Coast, his words were more charged, his pauses more forceful, and the entire ending more dramatic. But either way, what fun this show was. And what a wonderful total success. It played with a completely different set of rules and higher stakes and delivered a terrific live theatrical performance on national television. The ER crew may have lost a patient or two last night. Twice. But they gained a neat little spot in TV history. No weekly drama series had ever attempted to go live before. And it'll probably be a long time before anyone tries it again.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.